Comedy Forecast is the official podcast of Air Quotes. Air Quotes. We're using them right now. Air Quotes.
The Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog ear this for now.
This is Comedy Forecast, episode 506. Our pledge to you.
Bringing you the funny since 2005, it's the Comedy Forecast Comedy Podcast, powered by its patrons. For as little as a dollar, you can help support the show and get episodes before everyone else. To find out more, just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4, on Patreon.com. That's Patreon.com. Or go to ComedyForecast.com and click on the Patreon link on the page. Thank you.
Wow, that is fantastic. Hi, Dave Walsh here, head of programming for PBS. I hope you're enjoying this special presentation of Mannheim Steamroller and the Trans-Siberian Orchestra play selections from The Polar Express live on the Brooklyn Bridge during rush hour. We'll be back to it in just a few minutes. But first, we're taking just a few minutes out of your day to remind you that we here at this PBS station depend on your donations to help us keep bringing you this kind of special programming all year long. But mostly during pledge drives. That's why we need you to pick up the phone right now and call in with your pledges during this break. And here to help me convince you to do just that is a very special guest, the star of the brand new PBS series, Haywood of the Mallee, premiering this week, in fact, here on this PBS station. Please welcome Conrad Bernard. It's a great pleasure to have you here tonight, Conrad.
Oh, the pleasure is all mine, Dan.
It's Dave, actually.
Oh, terribly sorry. Can we try another take on that one?
No, Conrad, we're live.
Oh, live? Brilliant. Reminds me of my years treading the boards at Everbeyond Smarts.
I've never heard of... Never mind. Right now, we need to let everyone know that we need their support.
Very good. Stiff upper lip, everyone.
Well, sort of. But in this case, we need their financial support.
Dabney, Dabney, Dabney.
Again, it's Dave.
You knew that there would be lean times when you decided to become an actor, Darville. Now is not the time to give in and beg for help. Seek employment at a local pub if you must. But soldier on.
I'll think about that, Conrad. But right now, viewers, if you enjoy the wide variety of programming you get here on PBS, shows like Antiques Roundtable, Astronomy Roundtable, Political Roundtable, This Old House Builds a Roundtable, and Ken Burns' 10-part documentary, A Brief History of the Animated GIF.
Oh, that's fascinating, Denzel. Where I come from, we don't pronounce it GIF. We say JPEG.
Where was it? Oh, and with a pledge of $500 or more...
Gad! That's rather bold of you, Dick.
We'll send you a special thank you gift. This 3-DVD set, Susie Orman explains how to use a calculator.
Quite informative.
It has been carefully digitally remastered, so it will look great on your high-definition television. We'll also include this actual solar calculator, so you can follow right along as Susie explains things like the plus symbol, what the number 8 does, and how to read the digits from left to right.
So many people get that wrong, Drew. I know I do.
We still have a few dollars to raise and a few minutes to do it in before we return to our special broadcast of Deepak Chopra Explains How to Heal Yourself with the Power of Alternative Wallpaper Selection. But first, I want to take...
Excuse me a moment, Dylan. Ahem. Can you people stop making that racket back there? Damien and I are attempting to conduct a pledge drive.
No, Conrad. That's supposed to happen. Those are people calling in with their pledges.
Well, it is tremendously distracting. I must say that. That's why those ghastly cell phones are banned in the West End. What they do in the Fringe Theatre District is another matter entirely.
Right. By the way, we haven't discussed your new series, Haywood of the Mallee, which coincidentally premieres this week here on this PBS station. Can you tell us a bit about it?
I'd be delighted, dear boy. I play Terence Hughes, Chief Betrel in the quiet seaside town of Snooton-by-the-Sea. Yes, yes. Naturally, my Venhun gets all out of sorts when there's a murder in the local Sablestina, and I'm compelled to investigate. I must say that leads to no end of Peasley Lut.
I didn't understand any of that. So it fits right in here at PBS.
Dale, you are too kind.
We still have about a minute left before we return to our special presentation of Rick Stevens' Guided Tour of Oxnard.
Oh, the magic.
But we still need everyone out there to call in with their pledges. We're still shy of our hourly goal.
Come on, people. Dig deep and pitch in to help PBS. After all, without the public, it would just be BS.
Sadly, I couldn't have said that better myself.
Years of training, my dear boy. Stick with it, and someday you too may find yourself being a presenter.
But I... never mind. Okay, it's time to return to our special presentation of... what were we watching? 1001 Accordions Play the Great American Songbook. No, that wasn't it. The High Carb Keto Diet Explained. Or we'll be watching live from the Kennedy Center, The Best of Vine.
I think it was great performances. Xanadu, the musical.
No, I'm pretty sure it was American Masters, The Wit and Wisdom of Mark Cuban.
Oh, perhaps you're thinking of that marvelous special you run, Tony Bennett as Queen Victoria in Hey Albert.
I'm not sure.
You see, Duluth, that's what I was saying. It's those blasted telephones. They are so distracting.
Maybe you're right. Hey, could you guys knock it off back there?
My goodness, look at the time.
Oh, is it that time already, Sir Patrick? Well, if you want to get in touch with the show, send an email to podcast@comedyforecast.com or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004.
Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Right, okay. Well, you can follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. And a special thank you to all of our Patreon patrons.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye.